Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast where we discuss and review new movie releases. I'm Emily Glazer.
I'm Jonathan Pyle.
For those of you who watch the podcast normally, Jonathan is back. He has returned.
Back from my sabbatical.
His hiatus.
Better than ever.
Hiatus? How you say hiatus?
I don't know how you say that.
Yeah, hiatus. But, you know, with one less appendix, too.
Yes. Appendectomies are super fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was out for 2 weeks because I was home and I did some episodes with my mom and my sister, which were super fun and goily. And now I'm back with Jonathan after his dramatic weekend last weekend where he had an appendicitis. But he's good now. He's everything's good. And he's up to doing the podcast. So,
yeah, time to
get back to work.
Testosterone filled movies.
I know, we went hardcore in the testosterone filled movies. So last week we didn't intro the movie that we were going to pick because I realized, as I always do at the end of the podcast, that we didn't pick the next movie. And so we basically left it open-ended as to what we were going to talk about. And we ended up, Jonathan and I, choosing to do the Fast X movie because he wanted something extremely masculine.
And
so,
it was probably the only thing in theaters that I actually wanted to see. So
yeah, there's not a lot out, but there's a lot coming in like July and like June. I'm really excited. But just, you know, to intro the podcast before we get in the movie, be prepared for spoilers. We're going to talk about literally everything that happened. Also remember to follow us on Letterboxd, where we post the movies before we talk about them. If people want to leave comments, I'm going to look and see. I posted it a little late because it took us time to figure out what movie. So nobody has made that comment. But yeah, DI_podcast. So, Jonathan, do you want to get into our first segment, which is what are we watching right now?
What are we watching?
We've been watching a lot.
We've had the time to watch.
We've had a lot of time to watch. So we have a long list for everybody today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Spew them off. You've got them on your letterbox. I couldn't even remember. We've watched so many movies.
So over the past like 5 days, we watched documentary called Bama Rush.
That was so bad.
Which was really bad.
I thought it was gonna be okay. So it's an HBO Max, not Max. I refuse to say Max. That is so embarrassing. I can't believe they changed it to be just Max. But we watched the HBO Max documentary, and it's supposed to be about like the experience for girls who rush at Alabama for sorority. Mm-hmm. But it's just not good. Like, it's not like, at all what it's advertised to be. No. It's more about the director than it is even the girls. Like, it was just kind of like disappointing.
It was a little egotistical. Yeah, we were disappointed by that. We watched some disaster movies. San Andreas.
So good. Love The Rock. 10 out of 10.
Like that movie. We watched Armageddon.
That was so weird.
That movie's a lot.
Bruce Willis. But it has so many big names in it.
I know.
Owen Wilson's in it. Kevin Bacon's in it, isn't he?
No.
Oh, but that guy looks like Kevin Bacon, though.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, he looks like Kevin Bacon.
I don't think so.
He looks enough like Kevin Bacon that I just said Kevin Bacon in the movie.
We watched Geostorm.
That was not what I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be better.
I know. Mm-hmm. And then we knew 50 Shades of Grey was going to be bad.
But we didn't think it was going to be that bad with us, okay? It takes us so long to pick a movie, like at least an hour. Like we just, you know, it's just got to feel right, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, we just opened up whatever streaming service it's on. I don't remember what it was. And we were like, do you want to watch this? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, we both agreed. We have to watch it. Like, just so we don't have to sit here and decide. So it was awful. Completely about an abusive relationship. And I cannot believe how popular the books and the movies were.
Yeah, crazy.
I did not realize it was like that awful. So yeah, you know, girls out there, do not date guys like Christian Grey. Okay, that's not it. It's not it. And then also still watching Silo,
still
the TV show, because it comes out on every Friday, so we'll continue to be watching it until it ends. Pretty good, slow burn, honestly. And then we also just watched Love and Death, which my sister recommended to us, and pretty happy with the recommendation. Like, we watched it in 2 days. It's on HBO, I think.
Yeah. Max.
I mean, Max. I hate that. I hate that so much. Max is a person's name. It is not a streaming service.
Your move, Peacock.
Yeah, whatever. You keep saying that every time we talk about it.
It's because it's a funny
joke. I'm not going to laugh at it because you've said it so many times, but I hope everybody out there experienced it for the first time when you just said it now.
It's true. They did. Yeah, it was, the TV show was pretty good. It wasn't great. I think it was a little too drawn out, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like, if you haven't watched it, I don't want to spoil it, but it's on a true story. And I will say the whole time you're like totally rooting for the girl. And then at the end, when they show you like the true story, and like they show you pictures of the real people, I'm like, damn, that girl's awful. You know what I mean? Like the second you realize it's real, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I was just rooting for her. So they did a really good job with the character development, that you literally mm-hmm. root for somebody that is a bad guy.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Just saying. But Jonathan, do you want to intro the movie today?
Yeah, for sure.
Fast X.
Fast.
It's just like
10.
The iPhone X, right? When it came
out.
Yeah. But everybody called it the 10. Why don't we call this Fast 10? Nobody called, well, I guess they called it the XR then.
Well, X is the Roman numeral for 10.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's so lame.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They don't write,
it's cooler.
Like,
it's like cool and techy, you know? Nicknames and stuff.
I guess.
This one was directed by Louis Leterrier. I apologize if I mispronounced
Has
that.
Has he done other ones?
No, this is his first one. So
have there been like directors who like do a bunch in a row or something? Or
yeah, let me look it up. I don't have that information on me currently, but I know a couple were directed by Justin Lin. I wonder who did the first one.
The like OG Fast and Furious.
I've never seen that one, Fast and Furious. So Fast 5. Justin Lin did that one.
I don't know if I really want to wait for you to look at every single one of the 10 movies directors. I'm not going to lie.
Who did the OG?
Yeah,
let's look
the
at
first
that.
One.
Oh, okay, it was Justin Lin. So he has done...
He's been doing it for a while.
He's done a lot of them. He's done F9, Fast and Furious 6, Fast 5. He's done a couple.
A bunch of them. Okay. But they got a new guy for this one.
Yes, they did. He also did Now You See Me.
Now You See Me. I know that. What is that?
The Magic Movie.
Oh, The Magic Movies.
The Magic Man.
Okay, here's the thing about the Now You See Me movies, okay? Like, if I saw that in real life, I'd be like, oh my God, holy shit. But since I've seen it, and I know it's just a movie, and it's like obviously CGI, and I'm like, it's not that cool.
I still like those movies. They're making
it's
a third one.
It's still fun. I still want to see them. Like, I feel the same way about them as I feel about the Fast X movies, you know? Like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll enjoy it. Same way I feel about disaster flicks, you know? They have a time and a place.
That's true.
Yes.
He also did The Incredible Hulk, which is the best version of live-action Hulk. He did The Transporter 1 and 2. That's with Jason Statham, who was also in Fast X. And then he did Clash of the Titans, which was pretty mediocre. So he's a pretty, like... This movie stays in formula with what other movies he has been doing in his career.
An action guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A generic action guy.
We need those, you know.
The cast for this movie is freaking insane.
Yeah.
So you have...
It's not even like stacked. You know what I mean? Like a stacked cast is like a lot of good actors. It's just stacked as in like bodies on bodies. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just so many.
It's true. You got... Vin Diesel, I'm not going to say everybody's characters' names because
I don't even know
like
them.
15 people.
The only reason I was able to keep them straight was because of Wikipedia.
You have the normal cast, Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris, Jordana Brewster, I think that's how you say her name. And then you got John Cena, he was the villain in Fast 9, the last movie.
The guy who died. In this movie.
Well, that's a big spoiler. Holy crap.
Oh. Well, I literally told everybody there was going to be spoilers.
Natalie Emanuel.
Wait, who's John Cena?
Jacob. John Cena?
Oh my gosh. I thought you were saying John Cena was like the old guy who they killed in the flashback. I was totally thinking John Cena was a different person.
What?
There's
John
too
Cena
many people.
Like?
Okay, I know he's a meme.
He's the most recognizable person.
I know he's really funny. Okay, now that you told me who he is, I know who he is. He's the pacifier, right? Isn't that what his superhero name is? The pacifier?
Peace, or the peacemaker.
The peacekeeper. Who's the pacifier?
That's a movie with With
oh my god, with Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Do you remember Spanish class, like Vin Diesel? I don't remember the rest of it, but it was like, I don't remember exactly what the grammar thing was, but like, it was like the way to remember the irregular verbs conjugation, and it goes like Vin Diesel, like
Vin Diesel, Vin Diesel.
And you remember it like Vin Diesel.
I am not familiar with this.
I'm gonna look it up so I can show you. But continue.
You got Natalie Emmanuel, who was Missandei in Game of Thrones. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Jason Momoa as Dante Reyes, the new villain. Helen Mirren as...
Okay, this is what it is. This is what it is. It's the irregular affirmative commands. So, Vin Diesel as... Like as 10 vipon say. So yeah, it's like it's, you're supposed to be saying like Vin Diesel has 10 weapons. But then it's like Vin Diesel as 10 vipon say. It's like the way to remember the the irregular usage of the verb. Yeah, I remember I learned it in high school. Obviously, crazy. I totally didn't remember it, but I just remembered the beginning is Vin Diesel because it's Vin Diesel. Sorry, carry on. I was so off topic. I wonder if anybody out there knows what I'm talking about.
I wonder. You had Sung Kang as Han. Newcomers Alan Ritchson as the Ames character.
The Ames.
Ames, that's his name. The agency guy.
He's from Ames, Iowa.
Brie Larson as as Tess.
That's so funny. I know what that is. I only know what that is because we live in the Midwest now.
Charlize Theron as Cypher.
Theron. It's pronounced Theron.
It's Theron. My bad.
I hate that. She should just go Theron because that's awesome. Know, Theron? That cool. Sucks.
It sucks.
Sorry. Carry on.
Jason Statham as Deckard Shaw. Helen Mirren as his mother.
So now you're telling us their names, their characters.
Yeah, I don't know. And then
consistency, Jonathan. Consistency.
And then Rita Moreno as Abuelita. She's huge. She's a huge actress.
I thought she was kind of small.
Like she was in the OG West Side Story.
I've seen her before. She's been around a long time.
Yeah. You got Pete Davidson, of course.
I forgot about him. He's kind of.
And nasty. Then Debbie Ryan as Debbie a random Ryan. Girl.
Debbie Ryan had a little cameo in there, which kind of sucks because I feel like her acting career mustn't be too great if she's having to do cameo one-liners.
It's really random.
Poor girl.
Anyway, the plot. Dom Toretto and his family are targeted by the vengeful son of drug kingpin Hernan Reyes, which was the drug lord they screwed over in Fast Five. They stole his vault and drove it all over town, smashing cars and stuff.
And such.
And such. Guess what the budget for this was?
$300 million.
$340.
I think you've told me it was around $300 before. That's ridiculous. Like, I can't even fathom that much money.
11th,
like if someone could just give me $300 million, like I would be golden for life.
For life.
Just settle down. That much on a movie. Nice white picket fence, you know. Beans is
white picket fence
a little bit.
Oh, okay.
She's low and comfy.
This is the 11th film in history to cost $300 million or more.
Only 11 movies? How much has it made so far?
Globally, it's made about $500 million.
Holy Jesus. At least they made their money back.
Yeah, maybe.
You know how I am. If you don't make back your your money in the first weekend, it's a trash movie.
So many movies don't do that.
Yeah, that's just so many good movies. So don't embarrassing, do
that.
You know?
That's so embarrassing.
I guess the only movies that really make that much money back on the first weekend are like action movies.
What other movies do you think have costed $300 million or more to make?
Avatar. The Avatar movies for sure. Avengers Endgame.
Avatar The Way of Water is up there. Avengers Endgame. Yes.
Yes!
Nice.
Okay. Oh no, now I have to think of more.
Think big blockbuster franchise.
Oh my god. Gotta be something else Marvel, right? I don't know. I can't think. There's too much pressure.
There is one. There is... And two more Marvel movies in there.
Two more Marvel movies.
We got Infinity War.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, you could have given me I was totally going to get it. It's like tip of my tongue.
And then Age of Ultron, Avengers.
Oh god, I would not have remembered that. I didn't even know that was a movie.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Let's see.
Come on, what other big, huge franchise?
DC?
That's a franchise. Justice League.
Yes.
The shitty one.
Yes, so I get that one. I got that one.
That's true.
All I'm saying is DC Comics. I got it. Justice League. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Are there other franchises or are these?
There are two more franchises.
More? There's more?
That Star Wars meme. More.
Star Wars.
Dang it. I said it.
Yeah, Star Wars. Yep. All of them.
All of them? Even the 1977 one.
Yeah, no, probably the last two.
So you got the last.
So I got all the answers right?
The last three.
That was a fun little pop quiz.
Yeah, I thought so too.
That was a good idea.
The last three, Star Wars, and then two movies from another franchise.
Another one?
Yeah.
Another one.
Another one.
Oh my god. Can I have a hint? I've been doing so good so far, you can give me a hint on this one.
Swords. Clang clang.
Clang clang. Shang-Chi. I don't know. Clang clang. Swords?
Fire. Boom boom. Cannon. Kapow.
So something like
sound effects.
About Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
At World's End and on Stranger Tides.
Two of them. Wow, I can't believe there weren't more movies that costed more than that.
And then Avatar: The Way of Water.
I already said that. That was like the first one I guessed.
Yeah, but you said just Avatar, not the second one.
Yeah, but then you're not going at me for saying literally just DC Universe, and I got that one right.
You didn't get it right. I gave you the answer.
Yeah, but you gave me the points for it too.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so that's all I got so far.
Laying all my cards.
I know
on the
that
table.
Was an extended.
That was
recap.
Pretty extensive. Okay, so how many stars would you give it?
I gave it 3.
I gave it 1.
You gave it 1?
So bad.
You would really not like a lot of the other ones then.
Okay, I've only ever seen one other Fast and Furious. It was Drift.
Which one?
I always want to call it Drift King.
Drift King.
But I don't know what it's called.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift. And you know what? I kind of really thought it was cool. Like, I liked the Japanese vibes. It was super cool. And then the cars were cool. And I had just learned what, like, drifting was. So I thought that was cool.
You didn't know what drifting was before then?
No. Well, I had heard of it. Okay. You know what? I will say, I never thought car stuff was cool or interesting until I became, like, a huge fan of Top Gear. And now I love car stuff.
True.
Now, I don't know anything about them. But, like, I don't mind watching car crap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I thought Drift King was cool because of Top
Tokyo
Gear.
Drift. We're not calling it Drift King.
What?
That's like the
but the guy
low budget.
In it, the guy in it called himself the Drift King.
Yeah,
the guy was
true.
Like the best. Yeah. So like I'm not that crazy to say it. It's not like I'm making it up. Like it's in the movie. Drift King.
I guess so. Yeah.
Can we name this one Drift King?
Yes, we can.
Oh lordy. So total 1 star. I will just say like
maybe I'll give it 2.5. I don't know.
1 star for sure.
No, so I'm saying maybe I'll give it 2.5.
Oh, you're bumping it down.
Yeah, it's better than F9. It was better than the last one for sure, though.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
F9,
one.
They literally
one of
went
them.
Into space.
That's kind of cool.
It was just like.
Did it work?
It was just so. Apparently, the director of this is really ironic to say, he said he wanted this to be more grounded in reality than the last one.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh my god, that is so funny. These guys are so down to earth, you know?
I know.
They're so
they
grounded.
Really
oh my gosh. That is ridiculous. I will say, this is a niche movie. You had to see all the other movies to understand this movie. Now, overall, they did a decent enough job that like they when they showed you somebody, they'd be like, they'd give you a little bit of a background of like, that's a bad guy, you know?
That's a bad guy.
No, that's a bad guy. Oh, that's a good guy. Like, you could kind of get a feel for that. But like, other than that, I was like, what the fuck? And also like, too many damn people in this movie. And why does it seem like they're all related? Like, it's almost weird.
Do
what
do you
know
mean
what I
they're
mean?
All
like,
what? Who's?
Who's? Well, Holmes? The thing is like, the whole idea of it's like, everybody's a family and they like, welcome everyone to their family.
Ooh, fun fact. The word family is said 56 times in the movie.
I thought you were going to say the word for family in Spanish is familia.
Oh, I should have said that.
Oh, what the? Woo! But I just feel like because they all called each other family, I couldn't tell who was like actually related and who like actually wasn't related.
Do you want me to explain?
Like, I just kind of assumed all the white people were like blood related and then everybody else was like family related. Minus okay, Charlize Theron.
Theron. Yeah, she's a villain. She was in The Fate of the Furious and F9. She's a villain in both of those.
Okay.
So, you know the woman with the brown hair that was at
wife.
The house?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. That was his
sister.
Blood sister or like family sister? The
blood,
family.
Blood sister. The family.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
Jacob was his brother.
Jacob is his brother, yes. And then Michelle Rodriguez's character, Letty, that's his wife.
Mm-hmm.
She, in Fast and Furious 6, she like got her memory wiped and goes, and then she didn't know who he was, but then she got back together with him, so it's all good there.
Oh,
what else am I missing? So
I
Mia,
will say
wait,
the
Mia.
Whole time I had no idea who the fuck's kid it was, except for that it was Vin Diesel's. I was like, is this Letty's kid or is this his ex-wife's kid, like his dead wife's kid? I couldn't tell.
It wasn't his dead wife.
No, but when you look online, they said the kid is his dead wife's kid. Because they said his late mother. So you didn't even know. See, you don't
See?
Even know.
What was I going to say? Mia.
The
chick with the brown hair, Jordana Brewster,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
She is.
I don't need to know.
She was the wife of Paul Walker's character.
Start banging my head on the microphone.
Brian Mills. Or not Brian Mills, Brian something. Anyway, she was his wife.
General Mills. So they're of the cereal company, yes? Moving on.
Never mind.
I don't even care. Okay.
Are you going to how much are we going into the plot in this?
I have 2 pages of plot. Are you ready?
What's like a
it's pretty general.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you like, can we not?
Yeah, we don't really need to go super in depth.
I'm not going crazy in depth, okay? So let's just start off with the beginning of the movie, because I have a bone to pick with these men, okay? They start off showing a car like fucking drifting, flying, swerving out the wazoo. And then all of a sudden you find out that a 10-year-old child was driving the car with Vin Diesel. But I'm like, this is terrible. Kids love these movies, you know what I mean? Like, young boys love to watch these movies, and you're legit showing them that they should get behind the wheel and try to drive like this other 10-year-old. It is awful.
Well, I mean, he was in an empty parking lot.
It's so messed up. You have even been infiltrated. Get this out of your brain,
Jonathan.
I'm a
sleeper agent.
I thought it was such a bad influence. I was like, this is redonkulous. It wasn't even cool. Like, it was like, this is illegal and deadly. I don't even know how he could see over the steering wheel. He was like 4 feet tall. Lil B. Yep. Okay. So then they start out with a flashback of a robbery of like a vault.
That's in Fast Five.
I literally wrote here like, which movie, JP? Because I knew I'd need to ask you. I didn't even need to ask. You just like
just
whip
it
out like
that's
that.
That's honestly the best Fast and Furious movie is
Fast
Five. Yes.
I haven't seen it, but you talk about it a lot.
It's the best one, I think. And then Furious 7's pretty good, actually.
Could I ask for your ratings? No, do them. I want to know.
No, that's fine. That's
I
want to
know.
No, we're
go.
Good. No.
Here, mine, it goes 486, 219, 10, 7, 3.
So 4 is your favorite?
Yes.
Which one's 4? What's the name
Drift
of 4?
King. Is it Drift King?
That's like the third one, but that's not even like the characters in that aren't really like even important.
In Drift King? Yeah, well, the one guy,
Japanese
is like a
guy.
Constant character.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, they do a flashback to Fast Five when there's like a robbery, and so what had happened was the family, La Familia,
the family,
was trying to steal a vault by pulling it out of the wall using 2 Dodge Chargers, I think is the name of the car, with tow attachments on it. And I'm like, my dudes, that is the worst choice of car to try to tow something that heavy. Like, get yourself a real towing machine.
A lot of horsepower.
Whatever.
I think it might be. It's probably
not
possible,
are better options. But yeah, it was super generic little robbery scene. Aquaman was there.
But you didn't know he was there. They just reintroduced that character to make a new villain
for
the movie.
As if he had been there in the last.
They retconned him. That's the word.
DeathCon 4. So I found this scene to be so contradictory because they make these people out to be like heroes, right? Like they're saving the world.
I know, but they're really causing so much
chaos. And then they're literally driving like a 12-foot by 12-foot vault through public streets, smashing it through buildings and cars. And I'm like, you're telling me these guys care about not killing civilians? Like later on in the movie, they literally show Vin Diesel like driving down the street, like driving down stairs. And he puts in so much effort into these crazy car chicks just to save like one woman walking her dogs. And then you're telling me he's just smashing vaults through buildings? Like, what, has he just a changed man now?
Their collateral damage is not the best.
I was literally like, they literally show all these scenes of them like caring so much about the civilians and making sure they're safe, but then smashing things into buildings and like buildings falling.
Those are buildings.
Like, okay. It was just crazy. This is more of a disaster flick than some of the other ones.
The geostorm.
Yeah, so this is basically just how they want you to get the backstory, throw Aquaman in there, give you a new villain for this movie. So then they cut to present day and you're with Dom's family. They're having an idyllic backyard picnic.
Always have to have Corona product placement in the movies.
I like Coronas. I'm
always
fine with it. I like them.
It's
good.
It's just so obvious though.
Uh-huh. Honestly though, they seem like they're having a great time. Love that for them. Would love to have a little family picnic like that as well. Yeah. In my opinion though, this was a little dramatic. They said like, oh my god, the family. Vin Diesel was so stressed, but they all love each other so much. Like, it was just too much. It was too much.
That's how every, like, usually at the
like
end
the
of the
music
very
was so
movie,
dramatic.
They have, this is how the movies are, babe.
The like, end of the very movie?
At the end of each movie, there's always like a picnic with the family at the very end.
Oh, so they started it at the beginning
they
because
the
they knew they couldn't do it at
this
the end.
Time. Yeah.
Not the beginning.
See how they switched around like that?
That changes
they keep
everything.
It new.
Yeah. I would have never guessed. You know, It really had me on my toes. The second I saw that picnic at the beginning, I was like, wow.
Wow,
this
movie's
is going to be revolutionary. They are, you know, turning a new stone.
No stone unturned.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So you find out that they have another mission lined up where the agency wants them to go to Rome and steal a computer chip. So they do it, but turns out it's a trap. And so Dom, Dom and his wife Letty go out there to save them. But they leave their son behind with his aunt. And once they get there, well, actually, before they get there, this movie is so contrived. Before they leave to go rescue their friends, Cypher comes. And Cypher is the bad guy. She's Charlize Theron. And she comes to their house and she's like, you've got a new enemy, man. He's my enemy. He's your enemy. Like,
the enemy
he
of my
is
enemy
the enemy of all the enemies.
My friend.
Yes. And so she tells them about this guy. And they're like, oh, my God. And this is when they realize that Rome is a trap. And they're like, we got to go save our friends in Rome because what's the guy's name? Dante? Dante. Who,
Dante Reyes.
Aquaman. Dante is the one who rigged the Rome mission.
That was really funny when they were showing the flashback and he opened his eyes into water and you were like, Aquaman.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
So yeah, he's behind the
whole
mission.
I totally explained that so well.
That was pretty convoluted. But this movie's convoluted. They're
exactly.
All really, the timeline's so screwed up
yeah.
with all these movies.
So now that Dante has set this trap and it's in motion and all of Dom's family have been trapped, Dom is there to save the day. So...
with a giant bomb rolling around the city.
Yeah, there's... Thank you so much for helping me.
Anytime. I'm here to fill in the blanks, okay?
Yeah, so the bomb is rolling around in Rome. It's a part of the, you know, it's a rigged game, you know what I mean? So, basically, Dom and Letty are, like, driving through the streets, trying to save everybody. Dom pulls this like wicked maneuver where he does the most ridiculous thing that would absolutely never work. Like, I can barely aim like when I'm playing like ping pong or something. You know what I mean? This guy's aiming a full-fledged vehicle as he drives it off of a bridge to like hit into a construction crane to like literally like hit the bomb like a baseball and throw it into the river.
He hit the nitro. I'm like, my dude. That's all you need.
Get some nitro up in here. Literally, it was just so stupid. I was like, dude, if I tried to do that, you know what happened? I would just smash into the side of the bridge.
That's what these movies are, babe. It's vehicular warfare on the
vehicular
highest...
warfare?
Sorry, that's a quote from a past Fast and Furious
movie. Oh, okay.
In Furious 7, they literally drove a sports car through three buildings. Like, physics goes out the window in these movies.
Also, like, you know, collateral damage too. Just
yeah, no, how that, many is, people that doesn't that die. Matter unless they're bad guys.
Of course, but of course, yes. But I do want to note one thing that I do respect them for. Why are you laughing?
Because you wrote "I do want to note" in capitals.
All caps. I love them for actually showing the police, because I get so pissed off watching movies where they don't show you the police.
They usually show police in these movies. They're pretty good about that, actually.
No, I feel like I really appreciated it, because I hate it when you're watching a movie and they're trying to tell me that this person just killed four people, ran over somebody, and blew up a building, and there's no cops. Like, yeah, there's no police. That's like, true. It makes it at least a little bit more believable, even though it's so fantastical. Like, there's no way. Mm. But I appreciate it. Thank you guys for bringing the cops in, you know? Thank you. So, after that, Letty gets caught and she is blamed for the bomb, and the Fast and Furious team get blacklisted because everybody thinks they were trying to blow up Rome and not save Rome.
And that's Roman. I don't know. Roman, Tej, Ramsey, and Han
are the people who are blamed for it.
Yeesh.
So the agency basically turns against them as well. The agency is being ran right now by Agent Ames from Iowa.
From Iowa?
He has taken the place of Mr. Nobody. No clue who Mr. Nobody
is. He was Kurt Russell. He was introduced in Furious 7, and then he supposedly disappeared / died. But nobody dies in these movies. So
obviously.
He's probably just disappeared and he's going to come up later in the next movie.
So basically, the agency is now against them too, which I guess in the past the agency wasn't. They were besties with the agency, but not anymore.
They worked with the agency and they did the work for them. They helped.
So, back in Los Angeles, a armed vehicle shows up at their family home and they try to kidnap their kid, Little B. But of course, Dom's sister and brother save the day.
Okay.
And they go on the run with Little B.
Mia would not have lasted 2 seconds against those guys. Like, maybe take down one or two. She is like 110 pounds. The guys she are fighting against.
It's all about leverage. All about leverage.
That was ridiculous to me.
I will say.
Ugh.
I hate it in movies when there's like a pack of 20 people coming at one person and the person somehow fights them off because all of the people coming at her are like, oh, it's his turn. Okay.
Right. Oh, okay, now, I go now. You go.
I hate it. Like, they would all attack at once. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's so frustrating. And that's definitely what the movie was like.
Also, after seeing John Wick 4, the hand-to-hand combat in this is just really like terrible.
Really?
How it's filmed. Yeah.
I've never really seen it in real life so I can't really speak to like how accurate it is.
Never done that in real life.
Have you?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Okay, so now Little B is on the run to go into hiding and they introduce Tess, who is the daughter of Mr. Nobody. She works with the agency, but has kind of been pushed out because she supports Dom's family. She supports the Fast and Furious gang, but the agency does not.
Gang, bang, bang.
Which
gonna
do
about,
I'm surprised people don't accuse them of being like a cult or something, because it's kind of sketch, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they are kind of
cult. It's
kind
of culty. So.
Yawning has begun.
So, Tess uses this thing called God's Eye, which is a tracking device that can, I think, track everybody within the Fast and Furious team.
Introduced in Furious 7 as a tool that can track anybody in the world and find out where they are exactly.
That's stupid, but okay.
You're welcome.
There's no way something like that would be possible.
I think that could be possible.
Okay. Maybe one day. So they find out that Dom is in Naples. So Tess goes to Naples to let him know that bad guy Dante is in Rio de Janeiro right now. So Rio. Dom is like, time to go after Dante.
So how did
and he goes to Rio.
How did he get to Rio? What plane did he take? How did he get there?
I know. Do these guys fly commercial? I always wonder, how famous do you have to be to not fly commercial?
To have a private jet?
Yeah. Like, is it just if you can afford it? Does Keanu Reeves fly commercial is my question. You know what I mean? Because he is so famous.
I bet he flies commercial.
But he's like seen on the subway all the time.
Yeah, he's pretty laid back and down to earth. True. And he's given like most of his money to charity.
I bet he really flies like commercial. Keanu Reeves. Okay, so Dom gets to Rio, confronts Dante, and they agree to a race.
Oh, he was almost the villain in this movie.
Are you kidding me?
No, like, I'm not kidding. Keanu Reeves was almost the villain.
Oh my god, I love that. I wish. But also, like, Aquaman was really good.
Yeah, he was. He did a really good job.
He was really good. But so Dom and Dante are now in Rio, and they're going to race at a strip club. Well, not a strip club, but a club. People are partying. It looked like a really cool club, honestly. It was, like, outside, and it was super colorful, and it was, like, very tropical.
Every movie has that scene.
It looked like a really cool club.
Of, like, the street race.
I know, but I was like, men, really? You're sitting here, your kid's life is in danger, and he's coming for your whole family and trying to destroy you, and you're like, yeah, let's race. Sounds like a great idea.
How these things are decided, you know? I don't make the rules.
Don't hate the player.
Hate the car.
Mm-hmm. What? So they are then going to do a race with Dom, Dante, Diogo, and Isabel Nieves?
Who Neves? Is a newcomer. She is the sister of...
some dead girl from past movies.
Yeah, she was killed in The Fate of the Furious. Who is actually Chris Hemsworth's wife. Fun fact. Elsa Pataky, something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. You honestly, your tangent was so long that you lost me, man.
Well, I'm used to it, so it's fine.
So yes, so Isabel Neves is the sister of Little B's late mother, Elena. So Little B's mom is not Letty, the new wife. It's the old wife.
Little B.
Yeah, Little B.
Little B.
Okay. My rap name. So during the race, you find out that Dante actually put bombs on the bottom of Diogo and Isabel's cars.
Diogo gets blown up to shit.
Since Dom can only save one, he saves Isabel and Diogo dies.
No.
So
where am I, Diego?
I know, it's crazy. And then they cut to Tess. She's visiting Letty at the Agency Black site in Antarctica.
You don't know it's Antarctica, though.
Yeah, you don't know, but you find it out later. And so this was kind of like a side-running story. I didn't particularly think it was necessary. Like, I guess they're trying to lead into something for the next movies of, like, them being in Antarctica, but they literally, nothing happened. Like, they were just in jail and they broke out of jail and then they were in Antarctica.
They had a big fight because that just wanted to...
They just wanted to have a woman fight, yeah. They just needed a woman fight.
They usually need a woman fight in these movies for some reason. I don't know. As I said again, I don't make the rules.
Tess shows up at the jail and she pretends to be in an altercation with Letty to injure her so that Letty can then go into the emergency room where she can meet up with Cypher, Charlize Theron, and they can escape together. This part was ridiculous because they get in a fight and then Charlize Theron is knocked out, so Letty escapes, but then Letty realizes probably like 30 minutes after she gets to the top of climbing up a tower that she's in Antarctica. So then she climbs back down the tower and I'm like, you're telling me there's no security guards who have come? You know what I mean? Like, nobody's suspicious. Like, yeah. I know Charlize Theron said she put the videotapes, like, on replay, but, like, at this point, you're not telling me, like, oh, Jim was in the bathroom or something, and now he's coming back?
Jim was in the bathroom.
Like, I'm just like, there's no way.
Imagining John Krasinski just, like, coming out.
Yeah, literally. Or Pam just went to go more copy paper, you know? So the two of them basically just escape from Antarctica and they run into Gal Gadot. And that's the end of their story.
Well, that's
later.
That happens at the end of the
movie.
But
I'm like, why am I going to loop back to her? Just get it over with now because that's all that happens.
She supposedly died in Fast and Furious 6 trying to save Han, who she is in love with. Giselle, that's her name.
Okay.
I'm just giving you all the
which
background.
One is Han? Who's Han?
The Japanese guy.
Oh, I really like him. He's my favorite.
Yeah, me too, honestly. He came back in F9 after faking his death in Fast and Furious 6.
They all just like pretend die the whole time.
I know. It's so convoluted, I'm telling you.
So the rest of the team who are being accused of the murders but aren't actually, or not accused, accused of the bomb in Rome are like on the run. And so they end up in London and their bank accounts have been pretty much drained by Dante, the bad guy. So they have to use some of Roman's hidden cash in order to buy some supplies. But when they go to buy supplies from this black market dealer, Pete Davidson, he basically puts up a like notice saying like, oh my God, these guys are here. And then the agency starts coming to try to attack them.
Pete Davidson gets cameos in so many things. It's crazy.
Yeah. So then they run to Deckard Shaw for help, who is just, I guess, some guy from the old movies.
He was the bad
His
guy.
His movies are just about cameos,
basically.
He was the bad
guy in Furious 7.
So the bad guy in Furious 7 agrees to help them when he finds out that his mom, Queenie, is in trouble because of Dom. And he's like, well, I'm going to save my mom. So to save my mom, I have to save everybody, basically. So next, Ames tracks down and he arrests Dom. But his team is ambushed by Dante's, like, henchmen. I just love saying henchmen. And so Ames then joins forces with Dom because he realizes, dang, Dante is actually really bad. So now Dom and the agency are back together. They're doing great. Tess shows up. Jeez. She's literally sitting there with a gun, able to shoot Dante, and she doesn't. So then, of course, Dante's men shoot her. And
well,
he gets away.
He gets shot by a helicopter. But
she could have shot him, though. Like, so many times. She was literally sitting there with a gun, and she could have shot Dante.
Well, they wanted to take him in alive, probably. But they didn't
They
even,
could have. Should have shot him in the kneecaps.
She didn't, like...
I don't know.
They didn't hear the helicopter coming. She's a highly trained person.
She's just got so many earrings, you know?
Her jewelry, her fashion
She
sense.
Had, like, 20 earrings on each ear. It was probably just signal interference. yeah, so that was like really freaking annoying. Honestly, the rest of this movie is just such a blur.
What I did like about this movie was Jacob and little B and their like journey.
They had a little side story going. It was really cute and funny.
And then Jacob tells little B that he has friends in high places. That was likely a nod to the late Paul Walker, you know, the flight attendant who like helps them. You remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She's Paul Walker's daughter.
That's cool.
Meadow Walker. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It's a fun fact.
She's snoring. Oh, I was trying to get her snoring, but she wasn't doing it. Okay, so basically, Ames and Dom team up together, and Ames flies him to meet up with his son, who is hiding out with Jacob in Portugal. And once they get there, Ames turns out, boom, he's a bad guy. He was a double agent. He was working for Dante the whole time.
Which makes
kind of
some sense because it took Ames, like, he got shot, but in the bulletproof vest. And it took him so long to get up from that. It's like he was just waiting for the helicopter to come and, like, just shoot them.
I didn't even think about that.
But also, Jacob dies before that. He, like, launches himself in his rocket controlled car and then kills a bunch of bad guys so that they can escape.
Yeah.
Also, the second movie we watched where a dam gets destroyed as well. That's a
The dam is gone.
Damn it.
So now there's like a whole altercation. Dante is trying to get little B from Dom and Jacob because Dom is now reunited with his kid in Portugal. But Jacob basically sacrifices himself and blows up his car in order to save Dom and little B. Super sad. He's probably not dead, but
I think
say
he might
dead.
Be dead, actually.
I mean, there's only two movies left. Like, what are they going to bring him back for?
There's going to be three more movies.
Actually. I thought you said this was the first part
of
the three-part.
No, it is the first of the three-part finale, but at the end, Dwayne Johnson comes back in the mid-credit scene, and he's going to be in a standalone movie.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be the next movie. And then after that, they'll tie in back into the story.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
Tentatively called Fast X.5.
Oh my God. So they end up at a dam, and this is where crap goes to crap. Dante is there. He's basically trying to just blow up Dom and Little B. But of course, at the same time, all of his friends who are like accused of Rome were like flying in with a fighter jet to rescue them. Not a fighter jet, like a cargo plane. And fighter turns jet. Out it was actually all a trap when they were going to rescue them at the bridge. Turns out it was all planned by Dante. And so he basically blows up all of his friends in the plane. But you know his friends aren't dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're definitely... Some of them are still alive, or yeah, all of them. All
there's
of them
no way they're all alive. Dead. So, I mean, it was only a small plane crash, you know. It was probably like 3 miles wide of explosion, I would say. So that's they probably true. Survived.
You can survive
that. You can survive that.
For sure.
So then Dom basically drives off the edge of the dam and because down the dam safely, according to Wikipedia. And
well, because the two trucks try to like smush him and explode him, and then he just drives off the bridge.
That's ridiculous. You can't just drive off a dam. Like, it would not. Like, it's like he literally has control over gravity. It's actually annoying. The tricks are so unbelievable. It's annoying. And then
they end up in the water.
They end up in the water. The dam is exploding. You don't know if they drown in the dam or not, because it's going to overflow and like tsunami cover them, basically. But yeah, also that was literally the end of the movie. Like, they left you on the biggest cliffhanger, but I was sitting there like, man, I don't really care. I know they're going to live. So like, it's not a cliffhanger, you know?
It's true. It's true. But they're going to milk it as much as they can.
Mm-hmm. And so we got up and left, and we missed the end credit scene, which I'm so glad Jonathan didn't know there was an end credit scene, because that means I got to get up and leave. But do you want to talk about it, or I can talk about what it was?
I don't remember what the actual scene was.
It says that Luke Hobbs and his agent storm a rundown theater where Dante calls to tell Hobbs that he is the next target for killing his father.
Storm a rundown theater where what?
Where Dante calls to tell Hobbs that he is the next target for killing his father. So Dante is going to try to kill Hobbs.
And that's what the next movie is going to be about. So Dwayne Johnson has reconciled with Vin Diesel about their beef. And yeah, it's back in the movie. Back in the franchise.
That's just so weird. I always thought the buff guys of Hollywood were like besties for the resties. Okay, everybody.
The new movie we're doing is called Reality on Max.
No, it's on HBO. Okay, yeah, we're going to do a reality with Sydney Sweeney in it for next week, y'all. So, you know. Oh, I just punched Beans in the face on accident. I'm sorry. She's okay. I'm sorry.
Paparazzi
trying to get Beans' take. Okay, y'all, we'll see you next week. Bye.